the dawn was near. No one knew why it always happened at dawn. But that was the way it used to be. The way of nature. The way it had to be.
No. Not again.
I couldn't have put it better myself, mate. What, wet the bed again?
Shut it, Solway. It's just hot in here.
Yeah. Yeah, take a shower, mate. We don't want your filthy indig armpits stinking the place up.
Yeah? Maybe you could change your socks once in a while, too.
Attention all troopers! Attention all troopers!
Here we go.
This is Admiral Farrell. We are approaching Charista 7 orbit. Galaxy Command has issued orders for the fleet to make a full-scale attack. This is it. Make ready, people. It's payback time.
Yes! Come on!
You know what to do. When we drop you down on the surface, make every shot count. Good luck.
Yes! Yeah! You'll have to skip your shower then, DeLong. Hey, maybe your stink will scare the bugs away. That's funny.
Right, no. No way.
Oh, she's got her face on. What's the matter with you?
Oh, come on now. You promised me.
Did I? Promised you what?
The next time we stepped out into a mucky-looking, spaceship-y kind of place, we'd go straight back inside the TARDIS and leave. So come on, let's go.
It's not that mucky, is it? Muckier than Blackpool?
Aye, watch it, smarty pants.
Aren't you even the tiniest bit curious about what all these little pods are?
No. They've got guns on them, and guns mean...
General quarters! General quarters!
No. Trouble. Guns mean trouble. Even you know that, Doctor. Come on, let's go.
Lucy, get down.
Charista 7 orbit now established. Fleet in position.
Time to drop off point?
Drop off at 0450. 1 hour and 3 minutes. All troopers now boarding landing pods.
Very well, Mr. Winslet. What's that reading? Well?
Not sure what to make of it, Admiral.
Well, make something of it as soon as you can, Winslet. It's dissecting our orbital course.
It's not very substantial, whatever it is. Maybe just solar radiation on that starboard scanner again.
Stand there. Admiral, sir.
So wait, what the hell?
Who are these people?
Found them in the launch bay, Admiral. Thought it best to...
Best to what? Who the hell are you?
Couldn't you just let us go?
I beg your pardon?
You know, go, as in not be here anymore. I wanted to go. I thought I'd persuaded him to go. Then your two muscle men here started shooting at us.
I'm sorry, Admiral. It's misdirected anger. She's just a bit cross with me. Normally she'd be far more reserved and polite, wouldn't you, Lucy?
Lucy?
Sounds like an Indig name.
Indig?
Lucy Miller. And this is the Doctor.
You're a medic? Why aren't you in uniform?
Yes, that's, that is an interesting question, actually.
Truffinelle, what was that?
Noisy neighbours.
Winslet, what's going on?
Impact on the starboard hull. Getting signals from throughout the fleet, Admiral.
What kind of signals, Mr. Winslet?
Multiple impacts. Almost every ship reports the same.
Bad noise.
Very bad.
80% pressure loss in lower starboard hull section.
What the hell's causing it?
The enemy? Just a suggestion.
Shut up. Winslet, what shape are we in?
Those damn bugs must have seen us coming somehow.
Bugs? Bugs in space?
But
Their drones can't hack it. We're going to lose hull cohesion.
Give me a visual of the damage.
We've got to get back to the TARDIS.
No arguments from me. Damn it.
Admiral?
Abandon ship. Call it!
Abandon ship. All hands, abandon ship.
Abandon ship. Abandon ship.
Escape pods. Now, with me.
What about these two?
Watch out behind you.
There's your box of space.
Move, Winslet. Move!
Don't let it touch you.
Open fire. Solway, fire!
What is that thing? You know, don't you?
It's a Wirren. Run, Lucy. Run!
Way. Where did the others go?
I don't know. I thought it was that way.
Oh, great. We've hardly got time to split up and compare notes, have we?
This ship has only got minutes to live.
We should get into spacesuits or something, shouldn't we?
Well, ideally, yes.
Emergency locker! Look!
Brilliant. You're a genius.
Spacesuits, yes!
Bingo. Now, come on. I'll help you put yours on.
I think I know my way around a spacesuit by now, Doctor.
I suppose you do, don't you? You're becoming quite a seasoned adventuress, Miss Miller.
Seasoned enough to know that wind means we're about to be sucked out into space.
Blown. It's blown.
Whichever way, we are in pretty deep trouble, mate.
Agreed.
Hold on to something. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Oh, that's this section depressurized, then. Right. So, which way to the top?
Oh, no, more bugs!
This is full-scale war. Wirren and humankind locked in a deadly struggle for survival. When did that happen?
Heavily armed spaceships versus big insects. Not much of a fair fight.
I'm not so sure. Look at the rate those Wirren are peeling back that bulkhead. We'd better find the TARDIS within the next 5 minutes or we are on the menu.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Too late. I found the TARDIS. Look. Out there, out in space. The TARDIS has fallen out into space. We've lost her.
Jetpacks.
What?
Please let these spacesuits have jetpacks.
Doctor, they're getting really, really close. Okay, actually, they have to kill us now. Doctor!
I've got it. It's like a ripcord thing. Feel it? On the left side.
Okay, I pull this, then what? Fly to safety?
We'll fly past this lot, at least.
Then what?
One thing at a time. Survival first, questions later. After three. You ready?
No, but yeah.
Three! Hold on tight! Hold on tight! Aim high!
Oh, blimey, Charlie! Hey? Hello, Doctor? Hey, what's happened?
Emergency jetpack fuel cell expired.
Doctor? Doctor! Petrol! I've stopped! Hello? Hello, where are you? Hello? I can't see the TARDIS. Can you hear me? I can't see... All I can see is... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Doctor! Doctor, where the hell are you? What? Doctor? Is that you?
It's all right, Lucy. Can you hear me?
What? Why are you headbutting me with your helmet?
Can you hear me?
Just about. What's the matter with you? Why can't I hear you properly?
You've somehow managed to switch your suit radio off.
Hey? I can't hear you.
The blue button.
Blue button? Did you say blue button?
Yes, blue button. Just below your visor.
Below what?
You must have knocked it.
Knock what?
The blue button.
Knock the blue button? What blue button?
Hit it with your chin. The blue button.
Oh, that blue button. Hit it with my chin?
Yes.
Okay, here goes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, oh, thank God for that. But we've run out of fuel, and there's no sign of the TARDIS anywhere. It must have just drifted off into space. I mean, it could be bleeding miles away by now.
It's all right, it's all right, it's all right.
But in flaming, it's not all right, is it? I mean, we're just stuck out here, and look at all that. Look at it. It's like some kind of bleeding nightmare. Spaceships blowing up all over the place. Thousands of people falling through space, and those Wirren bug things slicing them up. I can't bear to look at it, Doctor. It's horrible.
I know. Human history can be pretty ugly sometimes.
What about our history? Yours and mine. How ugly is that going to get? We're out of fuel, and I'm guessing the air in these things won't last forever. Hey, what's that?
We're picking up distress transmissions from those ships.
We can't do a thing to help them. It's going to be a massacre, innit?
On both sides. Look, some of the landing pods are making it down to that planet. My guess is the slaughter will continue down there.
There must be a chance of one of them pods picking us up.
No need.
No need? Hey, have you got something up your sleeve?
Only the TARDIS key, and it's not actually up my sleeve. I managed to put it in one of these outer pocket things.
Oh, great. What good's that going to do us? The TARDIS is gone, and all we can do is float around until we run out of air.
Gone, but not forgotten.
What are you going on about?
I saw her earlier, actually, spiralling down to the planet. She should breach the atmosphere on her next orbit.
How does that help us?
Well, it means that we should catch sight of her any moment. In fact, she should be coming round the horizon any minute.
Yeah?
Oh.
And even if she had come over the horizon, how the heck will we get to her?
Now! There she blows! Right, Lucy, I'm sorry I didn't have time to teach you how to turn your jetpack off, but I figured out you could hold on to me.
You've saved some fuel, you jammy beggar! You are a genius!
Ah, well, it all comes down to pressing buttons in the end.
So, we just zoom over to the TARDIS, open the door, get inside and go!
Indeed we do. Hold on to me tightly, Miss Miller, and brace yourself.
No, nothing.
What? What's the matter?
And I suppose there's nothing we can do to help all those poor people.
Well, we didn't cause any of this.
I know, but...
No, I know what you mean, Lucy, I really do, but I think we've landed in the middle of one of the human race's bloodiest periods of history.
You've been there before?
Not exactly. But I've heard of the Galsack colonists. Long after the evacuation of Earth, they forged out into space. And there were many battles to fight for survival.
Does it always have to be a battle, wherever we go?
Survival can be a messy business. And trying to do anything here would be like standing up and calling for a ceasefire on the Somme.
You mean we'd just get our heads blown off?
Or worse.
I don't even want to think about worse than getting my head blown off. Okay, you've convinced me. Let's go.
Okay, this is it. Hold on. Would you mind not shouting in my ear? Lucy, hang on!
That's it. I've got them on the line.
What the hell will they do, jetpacking on the planet?
Hauling them in now. They're in the airlock, sealing out a door.
What's happening? Are we under attack?
It's all right, Mum. We're just picking up survivors. You two all right in there?
Solway, the airlock's sealed.
Just check them on her. Bug might have got in there with them.
Satisfied? Now open the door, they might need help.
We all need help, buddy. Especially me, stuck in here with you.
I don't want to appear ungrateful, but we really didn't need rescue.
Oh, the muscleheads.
I don't believe it. How did those two indicts get...
Isn't that your admiral?
She ran into a bug just as we were getting into the pod.
Yeah.
Looks nasty.
Yeah, well, at least we blew the sucker to pieces. You should have seen it. Massive. Great big thing.
You said you were a medic, didn't you?
Well, I...
Can you do anything for her?
She looks in a pretty bad way, Doctor. That looks all right.
The Admiral's injuries are going to have to wait. It sounds like we've got more immediate problems.
Damn, it's that auto-stabilizer. I told you it was frazzed.
Look, Delon, it's not my fault we had a pile of debris getting out of the launch bay.
Debris and a pack of Wirren? If you could have steered straight...
Never mind that. If your stabilizer's on the blink, we won't hit the planet's atmosphere at the right angle, which means we'll burn up. So show me the controls and I'll see what I can do.
Since when did medics have pilot's licenses?
Oh, he's great with spaceships. You should see him.
Who asked you, Nurse Indig?
What's all this Indig stuff about?
DeLong, is it?
Yeah, what?
May I take the helm?
Be my guest.
Yes, I see the problem. Right, hold tight, everyone. Strap in. This is going to be a bumpy ride.
It's all right. The doctor's going to make everything all right.
Who are you? Aren't you...
Shh, it's all right. Just hold still. It's going to be all right. We're going to make a difference after all.
Adjust pitch and yaw immediately.
That's what I'm doing, you stupid computer.
Must be mad. Letting an Indic fly this thing.
What is all this Indic business to love?
Why ask me?
It takes one to know one.
Oh, put a sock in it.
This is it.
You can do it, Doctor. I know you can. One piece.
Just about.
Well, you got a standing dig. I'll give you that.
Well, you are too kind, Mr.
Solway. Trooper, first class.
Well, I'm guessing the first class bit didn't involve lessons in basic manners.
Get stuffed, Indig.
Is anyone going to explain these Indig digs or what?
You really don't know?
Humorous.
Sponges. Weirdos. No use to anyone.
Everyone's heard of the Indigs, Doctor. The original settlers. Came here centuries before Gauset got organised.
Indigenous. Fascinating. And yet, not indigenous.
This place is a mess.
How many ships in your fleet, Solway?
Our fleet? You mean you're not on our side?
60 or more. 67, I think.
68? You're forgetting a Repulse. She joined us at Osterus. I bet she made it.
I think we're probably looking at the remains of most of them.
What's to stop one of those bits of spaceship dropping on us?
Nothing at all, actually.
Nice. Have you got any idea where the TARDIS might land?
What are you whispering about?
Nothing. Not a clue, I'm afraid.
I'm not sure I trust you two.
Oh, for God's sake, Solway.
Oh, my God. Shh. Listen.
Not sounding good.
Bugs. Bugs incoming. DeLong, get your weapon. Come on. Come and get it.
That sounds like a lot of bugs out there. Are you really going to hold them off with just a couple of guns?
Sorry, love, I don't take orders from nurses.
What?
Well, we could stand here and have an argument. Yes, that's a great idea.
We'll get inside the pod. Let's do that.
If there's hundreds of them, that won't help. Have you seen how those things cut through steel?
I'm afraid we have. Come on, people, let's move.
What are we going to do, Doctor?
Survive, I hope.
I can see them! Outside! They're right on top of us!
Not quite yet, or we'd know about it.
We've got a gun turret on the roof. We
one
could...
gun? That won't be enough, DeLong. I can see them this side as well, Doctor. They're all around us. Hundreds of them.
I know. Now, let me see.
Here they come!
Right, hold on, everyone, hold on!
What are you doing?
I'm diverting power from the main battery.
Open fire! Abandon ship!
Lucy, look after
her. I'm not a bleeding nurse.
No, do your best. We don't want her any more hurt than she already is.
Okay, yeah. Right,
this should do the trick.
What are you trying to do with that cable? Electrocute us?
Not us. Right, everyone, rip all the seat padding off and put it in the centre of the decking. Now, come on, move, do it!
They're through! Get back! Get back, you filthy...
Never mind that. Get on the padding, everyone, now.
What could we have to?
It'll insulate us from the charge.
Charge?
But the moment I touch the wall with this cable, it'll electrify the hull. The Wirren aren't going to like that one bit. Everyone clear?
Clear!
Don't touch anything metal. Keep on the padding. Here we go!
It's working! They're running away!
It's right! It's working!
Doctor!
It's all right! Well, that should do it for now.
How much juice did you use?
Nearly all of it.
But the Wirren don't know that, right?
That's what I'm hoping.
They've gone! They've really gone!
I imagine they'll be back.
Oh, there is a wise one amongst them. I sense his intelligence. Burning intelligence. He
And what a sight.
Bodies, wreckage, right to the horizon.
Look what they've done. Damn bugs. They're going to pay for this.
Haven't they already? There's as many dead Wirren out there as there are people.
Haven't you tried negotiation?
You've got to be kidding me. They're animals. You can't reason with them. All they want to do is kill.
Is that what happened? They just came here and started killing?
Not just here on Carista 7. All over Galsec territory.
Galsec territory?
Where are you two from?
What did you do? Put little flags up so they'd know not to come here?
Got to keep them out. They're monsters. They're a plague. They stripped whole planets clean of crops and cattle, left our people starving.
Cattle? Senseless herbivores were the hosts for our hatchings.
You've met them before, haven't you?
Yes. Wirren use other life forms as gestation hosts.
If that means what I think it does, that's disgusting.
It's a pattern repeated all over the universe, Lucy. Even on Earth, the Ichneumon wasp lays her eggs inside living caterpillars. When the grubs hatch, they eat the caterpillar from the inside out. Life takes many forms. And the Wirren inherit the race memory and intelligence from the hosts of their swarm leaders. If their queens were born from cattle, they'll have severely limited brain power.
Bugs with the brains of cows, you mean?
That's about it.
That Admiral woman's not sounding any better, is she?
I'm gonna see if she's all right.
Yeah. Make yourself useful.
Thanks, Doctor.
She needs a hospital, and fast, don't she?
Admiral? Admiral, it's the doctor. Can you hear me?
Doctor? You? What the hell are you doing here?
Tell me about the Wirren that attacked you.
What? I didn't exactly have a conversation with it.
What are you getting at, Doctor?
That wound looks nasty. Needs a better dressing.
Looks like they've already raided the first aid box. Oh, these look like bandages, yeah?
Self-sealing, too. Just wrap them round. And that thing will help with the pain. Now, let me... There.
And what's going to help us?
Well, if these people are to have any chance, we need more power. We need to find other survivors, maybe a pod that works. Transmitter. And that all means we need to go out looking.
But she can't be moved. We can't leave her here on her own, can we? I mean, what if those Wirren come sniffing again?
Yes, what indeed.
Look, just listen.
And who put you in command anyway?
His brain cell count, for starters.
I was just making a suggestion.
And it was a good suggestion.
Oh, yeah, and since when was it up to you, Indig?
Solway, I've had just about enough of you.
Whoa, whoa. Guys, there's no need for the so macho show.
Ooh, what are you going to do, DeLong, eh? Shoot me? You haven't got the guts.
Don't rise to it, DeLong, if we're going to survive.
Shut up! Everyone, just shut up!
Well, I'd say that's us all shut up for you.
Now, I'm senior here.
What? You're just a grunt like me.
He's a grunt with 3 service merit stripes over his top pocket.
You get those for just turning up.
But he's got 3 and you've got 1, Solway. Guess he's been turning up a bit longer than you, then. Nice.
So we do as the doctor says. 2 of us stay here, 2 of us go out looking for survivors and supplies. Solway, you'll stay here with Lucy.
Oh, great. Great.
Don't worry. Solway needs looking after.
Oh, sure. But he's a right old softy on the inside.
All right.
Doctor, you're the one with all the smart talk, so you can come with me. Let's go. Doctor, come on!
Ooh, a fond farewell, no less.
Lucy?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I don't know. You're just going to say something nice and reassuring, aren't you?
I suppose I was.
No need, mate. Listen, just tell me one thing. That you're going to find the TARDIS.
That's the idea. And just remember, you've only got enough juice in the battery for 1 more shock to the hull. So if the Wirren come back...
Choose me moment well, yeah.
But it won't come to that.
Sure, go on. Get going. Good hunting.
Thank you.
And don't be out late. And hurry back, Doctor. Hurry back.
Wirren. 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 The time approaches. The way of nature, as it used to be. The wise one, he is leaving these female for us.
Along. You don't get on, do you?
You're quick.
Anything in particular you don't like about him? Or is it just the racist thing?
What? Just shut up. What the hell do you know, anyway?
Oh, I don't know. Never judge a book by its cover. I knew a 10-foot-tall centipede thing once. Turned out to be a nice bloke.
Are you still talking?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, don't.
You don't fool me, Solway, with your macho behaviour and your tattoos. I've seen a lot of scared people in my time with a doctor. A lot. Ooh, what are you going to do? Shoot me?
I ain't scared.
Well, you should be. Nothing wrong with being scared. But you've got to keep a lid on it. Stay in control. I don't want you freaking out if we get attacked. I need you. I'm that big gun of yours.
Oh. You know what? You say the nicest things, lady.
Ha ha.
What's the deal with you and that doctor anyway?
I wasn't flirting with you, you know.
Oh, that serious, is it?
It's not like that. Not that it's any of your business.
Well, what is it like?
We trust each other. I mean, like, in the sort of way I've never trusted anyone before. He's different. He's something better than the rest of us.
Sounds like you're ready for a fall, darling.
What's that supposed to mean?
You've got him on a pedestal, your doctor friend. You better be careful he doesn't fall off.
Like I'll be coming to you for advice on people.
Oh, I'm no expert, darling, I know that. But everyone lets you down sooner or later.
Sure you're not talking about yourself, Solway?
It's human nature.
Well, the doctor's not human.
He walks, he talks. He looks human to me.
Like I said, never judge a book by its cover.
I haven't read a book since school, but the way I remember it, the cover pretty much told you everything you needed to know.
Very clever.
Now, back off. Stop bending my ear.
You know, I've got that funny feeling of being watched. Have you?
What? Oh, shut up.
Just get your big gun out and look macho. Maybe you'll scare the bugs off.
Huh?
Ooh, not looking so macho now, are we, Solway?
You see anything?
Maybe. I don't know. Up to the left, a long way off. Something catching the sun.
That could be a pod.
Want to take a look?
Thanks.
Even if we do find something, something to get us off Carista or to call for help, well, if that mess up there was even half as bad as it looked, It's going to be quite a while before help comes.
Maybe, maybe.
There's something you're not telling me.
Is there? And what about you? What about this indig stuff?
Let's get moving.
Walk and talk suits me fine. So you're an indig?
And you're not. I know that much.
How?
Sawway was kind of right. Takes one to know one. The Gaussic lot, they call anyone they don't like an indig. Anyone who doesn't fit in. It's a byword for scrounger, criminal, murderer even. But I know the look in the eye.
But you work with the Gaussic people. You're one of them now.
That's the way I want to see it. Then someone gets wind of who my father's father was, and it's stinking indig pig all the way.
Who was your grandfather?
One of the last colony bosses. Man, the stories he used to tell me when I was a kid.
What sort of stories?
Weird stuff about the old colonies. They lived like, well, like peasants, farmers. It was primitive, raw, starvation. Tough life, you know?
I can imagine.
Yeah, I bet you can. I bet you can.
Did the Indigs have any trouble with the Wirren?
No.
None?
No trouble.
How come?
Down!
Must be your people. The Wirren don't use guns.
Over there!
No.
We've got to do something.
DeLong, there's nothing you can do.
Those people...
They're outnumbered.
We can't...
You'll just get yourself killed. What good would that do?
What good does any of this do? They keep coming back, don't they? Keep coming back. We'll never get rid of them.
Did you hear that?
What? Hear what?
I thought... I don't know.
I heard that, all right. Where are they?
Over there! Hundreds of them! Back to the pod. Solway, come on!
Oh, can I get it back?
Solway, move your big stupid backside!
Where's that electrical cable the doctor was using?
Not yet. We've got to wait until they're on top of us. Remember, there's hardly any power left.
But they are right on top of us!
Just shut up and get on that seat padding with your Admiral.
What's happening?
Hold on tight. Here they come!
They're getting in! For God's sake, Lucy! Electrocute them!
Wait for it. Right. 3, 2... Probably needs a new dressing on him.
What? Oh, yeah. You'd better do that.
Oh, you are such a big wuss, Solway. Here, let me take a look. Oh, my God. That's really horrible.
Oh, you're telling me.
You must!
It's all right, love. It's all right. I'll give you something for the pain and...
No, kill me! Kill me!
Sounds like the battle's over.
No sign of movement. Who do you think won?
Mutually assured destruction. One of the human race's favourite concepts, as I recall.
Come on, follow me. There may be survivors.
DeLong!
What?
Stop a minute. No, what is that?
Oh, no.
That's what caught the sun earlier. Some kind of metal structure, but what's that Wirren doing?
It's got one of the survivors, and it's not going to do anything.
Wait too long. You'll hit that man if you open fire from this distance.
I know.
No!
That wasn't necessary.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Why? What was going on, DeLong?
Take a look. Go on. Go and see. And then tell me that you still think it wasn't necessary to kill them.
Shh, it's all right.
Just shut her up, will you?
Oh, you're just full of compassion, aren't you? She's in a lot of pain. I think these wounds have gone septic. Look.
I don't want to look.
Kill me!
Look, if you don't shut her up, she's going to have every villain for 100 miles down on top of us.
Oh, shut up! It's not like they don't already know where we are.
Don't tell me to shut up!
See? See what that bug was doing?
This looks like some kind of, I don't know, a sacrificial altar. The Wirren had this soldier bound to it. I'm not sure.
Oh, you can be sure, all right. It was trying to do what they always did, back in my grandfather's day.
Go on.
It was barbaric. My people, the Indigs, they were savages. Human sacrifices.
Your people use this altar to sacrifice one of their own to the Wirren?
Every season, my grandfather told me. They would call the Wirren by bowing a metal shard across the altar. The Wirren would hear it and come, thirsty for blood.
And that's what your grandfather told you?
He was an old fool, half demented. He said he was proud of what they did, proud of the way it used to be, the way of nature.
The dawn was near. No one knew why it always happened at dawn. But that was the way it used to be. The way of nature. The way it had to be.
DeLong?
What?
Did you ever wonder why your grandfather said he was proud?
I told you, he was a very old man. Hardly ever made any sense.
Oh, I think he and his people were making a lot of sense under very difficult circumstances.
What are you saying?
You said your grandfather's people never fought the Wirren, is that true?
It's what he used to say, yeah.
I think I know why. You see? Wait a minute, what's that?
I said, shut her up!
Do these Wirren inject poison when they attack?
I.
Only the wound's gone all green, like...
What?
Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
What?
It's spreading!
What's spreading?
The green! It's spreading all over her! No!
What is it? What's she saying?
I don't know, but I've just had a really nasty thought. Something the doctor said.
My people! My race!
What? What did he say?
That the Wirren use other races as their gestation hosts.
You mean... But I thought those bucks used cattle. You mean...
I feel it!
The bug that attacked her laid an egg in...
The future!
Something like that, but look, maybe we can...
We... Survival for our species!
Right, that's it.
Solway, what are you doing? No!
She's gonna turn into a bug, isn't she? She's one of
them. Look, I'm only guessing. I don't know that for sure. We have got to wait until the doctor gets...
The doctor? He's probably already dead.
No way.
Out there somewhere running that useless Indig for company. What chance did he have?
Oh, yeah, and you've been a lot of help, Solway.
Shut up. Get out of the way. She's got to die before...
Solway, you are not thinking straight. Now just, you know, get a bleeding hold of yourself, mate. You can't shoot her in cold blood.
The survival of my species.
Oh, can't I?
No. No, stop it.
Get off me, or I'll shoot you too!
You big brainless thing! My arm! Bleed and chop me in the arm!
I'm sorry! I told you I would, I'm sorry! You got in the way! Anyway, it's just a scratch.
Yeah, maybe, but it bleeding hurts.
Now move!
No, this isn't right! You can't just kill her! Solway! Where did you spring from? I see you brought your mates with you. Ice. Don't suppose there's any use pointing out I tried to save this lady, one of you lot laid an egg in. No, didn't think so. Get away from me! You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you are having a war with the humans. But, you know, I'm new here. It's nothing to do with me, honest. And I used to be great friends with the centipede, if that's any help. What's that noise? Do you not recognise it? Hey, where are you going? Well, not that I'm ungrateful. Pretty glad you've gone, actually.
You.
Oh, God, you frightened the life out of me.
You.
Look, it's all right. If we can find the doctor, he'll know what to do. I hope.
You saved me from the other human.
Other human? Whoa! What the hell's happening now? Oh, my God. This is it.
Okay, stop that. Stop that now.
Why? Isn't this what your grandfather's people used to do? Seem to solve all their problems.
What are you going to do? Sacrifice yourself to the Wirin?
I hope not.
You're going to sacrifice me? Is that it? To save your own neck?
No, I'm not going to sacrifice you, DeLong. You really going to shoot me? I don't think you are.
Don't put me to the test, Doctor.
All right, it was pretty heavy work anyway, and I think they'll have heard me by now.
Who? The Wirin?
The Wirin. It's starting to get dark again, isn't it?
You wanted them to hear you?
Of course. I think they'll have enough of erased memory to remember that sound. And remember that it was a good thing.
Yeah, good for them, not for us, you idiot. What was that?
I don't know. Oh, well, I know what that is.
You've done it. You've really gone and done it. Brought the whole Wirin swarm down on top of us.
Yes, but what's that other noise?
Ah! Oi! If you're gonna crush us, just get on with it! Hasn't anyone ever told you not to play with your food? Ah! Ew. Hey, wait a minute, we're moving. They're dragging us along. Where are you taking us? Oi! Oh, I'm getting travel sick and my arm hurts.
I put that gun down. I don't think it's going to do any good against this lot.
I could take a good few of them with me before I die.
You could, or you could be wise. Like your grandfather.
How is he wise? Sacrificing one of his own to those monsters every season. The Indix were nothing more than barbarians. I'm not proud
but they were survivors. And one of the Galsack colonists. I'd say they were heading for extinction if they continued to fight the Wirin. And I don't think your grandfather was talking about a simple case of sacrifice.
What do you mean?
Let me try something. Wirin! Wirin! This is the way it used to be. The way of nature.
What's going on?
It's what your granddad used to say, isn't it? I think that's a phrase they used in the ceremony. And the Wirin still remember it. It's in the race memory.
Oi! Oi!
So that's what that noise was.
What are you doing out there?
Look, they've dragged the pod all the way here.
Oi!
Wirin, will you let my friend out of there, please?
What does that mean? Doctor?
I don't know.
I don't like the sound of it.
I can't say I do either.
Sounds like they're going to attack.
Now what?
Oh, God, man. Look at the size of that thing!
That'll be a Wirin queen. I'm guessing.
You are my most wise man. You understand much. As does your female friend.
What does he understand?
That the Wirin absorb the intelligence of their host species.
Host?
It's not pleasant, I grant you. Far from it, in fact. But like a lot of stuff in nature, it kind of works. The Wirin young gestate inside other species. The host dies, but its intelligence lives on.
So?
Well, I think your granddad's people knew that, DeLong. They knew that as long as the Wirin queens had the intelligence of a human being, they would know to live in peaceful coexistence with the human colonists. Am I right?
You are right, wise one. And I am the last of those queens. I am weak and dying, and have lost control of much of my swarm to younger queens who have gestated with senseless herbivores. They have no intelligence, just the determination to survive and wipe out all who threaten them.
And the Galsack people certainly threatened them, didn't they?
They did.
Ah, yes, you mentioned my female friend.
She protected the new queen.
New queen?
Of course. Admiral Farrell. She said she was attacked by a particularly large Wirren. She'll be turning into a new queen. An intelligent one. Lucy, it's all right!
It isn't. This thing rolls over so that I can't get out.
Could you please oblige, Your Majesty?
Of course.
Blimey, that was worse than a ride in the TARDIS on a bad day. Oh, crikey, we're surrounded.
Just take it easy, Lucy.
Is it safe?
Move slowly in this direction.
But what about the Admiral? She's in a pretty bad way, Doctor. And you know what you said about all that bug just eating that?
You protected our new queen.
Oh my God, it speaks.
Human intelligence, human language. Keep walking, Lucy. Hey, you're right. You've hurt your arm. Oh,
just a scratch. Hurts like crazy, though.
What happened to Saul?
Wirren got him. Just after he tried to shoot me.
He tried to?
He kind of went bonkers. Lost his marbles.
Not such a tough guy after all.
He tried to shoot the Admiral when he could see she was becoming one of them lot.
And you stopped him?
It didn't seem right.
I'm proud of you, Lucy Miller.
I was only trying to do what I thought he would have done.
We are grateful to you, Lucy.
You're welcome. No problem. What happens now, Doctor?
Now, we wait until the dawn.
Admiral. I heard you call out. The others are sleeping. The Wirren Queen let me in here. Seems she inherited some human compassion, too.
Who are you?
The Doctor. Don't you remember on your ship?
No, I remember, but who are you?
A friend. That's all, just a friend.
Doctor, I feel the great blackness rushing in. What does it mean? What's happening to me? What's happening to me? Why does it feel so strange?
Shh. There'll be peace soon enough.
Peace.
Yes. I promise. I'm so sorry this happened to you. But soon it will all be over. The dawn is coming.
Oh, how long have I been asleep?
Quite a few hours.
And guess what? I had this terrible dream that we were sitting on a sacrificial altar surrounded by insects who might eat us at any minute.
Perhaps you should wake up. How's your arm? Let me see.
Ow!
We'll need to look at that properly when we get back to the TARDIS.
Are we really gonna?
What?
Get back to the TARDIS.
Well, if we do, it'll be in no small part due to your act of heroism in saving Farrell.
You said the nicest things in times of crisis.
Didn't you know? That's my job.
If those bugs try anything, I've got a bullet for each of us.
Nice. I prefer a latte, though. This getting back to the TARDIS business. You didn't actually happen to find the TARDIS, did you?
Naturally.
What? You did? Oh, that's fantastic!
Don't get too excited. It was quite a way off. An hour's walk, at least. I spotted it just before I brought you and your Wirren friends here.
An hour's walk? Right. No chance of making a run for it, then.
The sun's coming up.
The dawn was near. No one knew why it always happened at dawn.
Is he all right?
Just something his grandfather used to say.
Sounds like we've got some movement out there, heading this way.
They've got the Admiral. They're bringing her to the altar.
Stay calm, DeLong. I don't think they want to kill us, but if you provoke them... The old Wirren Queen is probably too weak to restrain some of the less intelligent members of her swarm.
You are right again, wise one. But soon, that will no longer be my responsibility. My time is near.
Admiral!
Is she talking about space? The blackness of space?
Yes. The Admiral is getting in touch with her Wirren race memory now. Let's hope she retains enough of her human side.
Oh my God! Look at that! Second thoughts don't. It's horrible.
It is the dawn. I am the new Wirren Queen. My work is done.
So, Admiral, you're in charge now. What's going to be in your Queen's speech, eh? Benefit reform? Tax cuts? Mercy to all humans? Always a winner?
No. This isn't right. You can't think this is right.
Careful, DeLong. It isn't a matter of right and wrong. It's to do with survival. Nature's way, remember?
It's disgusting.
I can assure you that some human behavior and traditions seem pretty disgusting to other races. It takes all sorts to make a universe, you know. And if you want peace, if you personally want to survive, well, I would start broadening my horizons if I were you.
No!
DeLong, for God's sake, put that gun down!
If you fire that gun again and so much as graze a single Wirren, we're all dead. Is that what you want? Us dead? And an endless war between mankind and the Wirren?
But this is disgusting! That thing ate Farrell! I mean, we can't just let...
Aren't you listening to the Doctor?
The dawn was near. No one knew why it always happened at dawn. That was the way it used to be. The way of nature. The way it had to be.
What? No. No.
Those words from your grandfather. They'd been passed down for generations. And the Wirren learned them too. Those words are in her Wirren race memory, DeLong. Isn't that right, Wirren Queen?
That is so, wise one.
There's a bit of hope there, don't you think?
Maybe the Indigs were... I don't know. Maybe they were right to do what they did. It meant they survived. My grandfather survived. But, I mean, it's horrific. The Gaussics will never agree to it.
Gotta say he's got a point, Doctor. Can't see him offering up sacrifices to become Wirren.
You must be aware of that, Wirren Queen. You'll know from Admiral Farrell's memories how determined and aggressive the Galsec colonists can be.
I know this.
And how long before more of them arrive? I mean, like in force, out for revenge, to create another bloodbath.
Then you should leave this place. It is not your fight. And you have helped us.
Come on, Lucy.
What? Are you sure this is right? Just, well, leaving them to it?
No. The older I get, the less sure I am about anything. Perhaps the only truth is survival. Nature's way. Do you want to survive?
Yeah.
Me too. DeLong, you'd better come with us.
No.
You're kidding?
I have to stay. This is my fight, Doctor. My people worked out a way to live in peace with the Wirren. Maybe there's another way. Maybe the Admiral, the Queen and I can work out a new way.
Sounds like your grandfather talking.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it is. He was proud, wasn't he? Maybe I should find something to be proud about.
That's not a bad aim in life, is it?
How do you feel about it, Your Majesty?
I see only two courses. War or peace. Peace means survival. We will listen to this human and find a way.
Well, good luck to you. Both of you. Well, I mean, all of you.
Come on, Lucy. Hold still.
Ow, 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 ow. Oh. Huh. That's better.
There's no charge. Keep the bandage on now.
Do you think there's any hope that the humans will be willing to sort something out with the women? Oh, that looks fantastic. Oh, I always love that.
Yes, when the sun rises over the crest of a planet. It's one of those unfathomably beautiful sights, isn't it? Simple yet awesome.
Hey, look. There. What's that? Can you go in closer on it?
Your wish is my command, Miss Miller.
It's the Wirin Swarm, isn't it?
Dawn over Corista 7. And the Wirin are leaving. Out into the great blackness.
Do you think DeLong convinced them to go before reinforcements turned up?
I don't know. But the Wirin have got a wise new queen now. And you never know. Looks like she might find them some peace.
Sorry.
Yeah. The fee went up slightly.
Not to my knowledge.
All right. Bye.
Good. It's for the lunches,
now. Yeah, it is. I always come for the lunches.
All right. Well, let's have a little read of this and see how we go. All right? Okay. And cue.
Ah! No. Not again.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Wet the bed again.
Shut it, Salway. It's just hot in there.
Yeah. Take a shower, mate. We don't want your filthy indie armpits stinking the place up.
Yeah? Maybe you could change your socks once in a while, too.
Hi, my name is Sheridan Smith, and I play Lucy Miller.
So, Wirin Dawn, what do you think of this one?
That one was, that's quite scary, because Lucy gets left on her own in that and has to kind of take charge. It was good fun, actually, to play, because there's a bit where they're in their space, in their suits with their helmets on and everything. And the TARDIS has gone out into space. So they're kind of, and then at one point Lucy's floating around aimlessly in space and panics quite a lot. But that she had to really kind of take charge because Doctor has to keep going off. And she's surrounded by these Wirin, which are
pretty scary and the voice is quite weird. Oh, God, and I'm scared of creepy crawlies. It's making me go all goosebumpy now thinking about it. So, bugs in space. I mean, God, and they're massive bugs, so they are going to be well scary, yeah. So, that was fun to play, but I think it was genuine fear because I could imagine these horrible bugs surrounding me.
It is kind of Doctor Who does Starship Troopers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's great. I mean, how do they... The ideas are so clever. I mean, the way that they, you know, they come up with these... They just get madder and madder every series.
When you read something like this, which if it was done for TV, it would be huge CG effects. I mean, yeah. Do you see that in your head when you're reading it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And the people, you know, like Barney was doing the voice and the sounds of these... I can't do it, but he was making them really creepy. So, you know, you really can picture these things. So I think it's more fun, really, because, you know, if you were doing it for telly, you'd be doing it against green screen or something and you wouldn't see it anyway until afterwards. Whereas when it's just your imagination, you can imagine the most horrible things, can't you? So, you know, I think it's more fun doing it this way and more creepy.
The Wirren have been on TV, though. They were on back in the 70s. We didn't show you any photos of them, did we?
No, I didn't see any photos of them. I've not seen the actual Wirren, but I've got them in my head. I don't know. I'd like to see them now, actually, to see how different they are in my head to the actual things. Can you show me them?
Yeah, they were mainly made of green bubble wrap.
Oh, no, they're so much scarier in my head. I could have just popped them if they were green bubble wrap, but no, these ones were indestructible in my head. I sound bonkers now, don't I?
Hello, I'm Nicholas Briggs. I am the writer and director of Wirren Dawn. I'm also the executive producer of the Doctor Who range, but that's as maybe.
The Wirren are back. How exciting is that?
Well, I'm very excited about it. I have a very sort of a strange childhood past with the Wirren because I, in my early teens, which is when the Ark in Space was on, I was very much, you know, of the opinion that Doctor Who should just be fighting the Daleks and that's about it. And I'd also recently seen again for the umpteenth time the Doctor Who movies, which I absolutely adored then and could see nothing wrong in them whatsoever. And they seemed so slick and action-packed. And then, so when the Ark in Space came on, it just seemed to me then I wanted sort of slick action-packed stuff. And it somehow seemed very creaky and I didn't like it. I really didn't like it. But I also hated Genesis of the Daleks as well. You know, all nonsense. I mean, I've come back to it since. And of course, it's brilliant. And I love the Ark in Space now and quite regularly watch it, he said, wearing his sad anorak. So, in a way, Wirren Dawn is a marrying of my old desire for slick action adventure and the whole fantastic idea of the Wirren coming together. Because essentially what I've done is has dropped the Doctor in the middle of Starship Troopers, really.
I think most people do love Ark in Space. I know I saw in the paper recently Russell T. Davies voted it as one of his favourite bits of television ever. He said he'd seen it 100 times at least. And I mean, I've probably seen it more than any other Doctor Who. Is it something you've seen again and again?
Definitely. I've definitely seen Ark in Space over and over again. Because in a way, it feels like the perfect Doctor Who story, really. Perfect of its type, in that it's the Doctor and his friends arrive in a space stroke alien environment where they're kind of hemmed in and a nasty alien threat seeks to destroy them and the Doctor outwits them. But it does it brilliantly with so many interesting ideas. The thing I particularly like about the Wirren is that they do that thing that I always try and put in scripts anyway, which is that the monster is not just being nasty. The monster has a specific agenda. An agenda, if viewed externally and impassively, is kind of justifiable. They have as much right to survive as we do. So it gives, and certainly in Wirren Dawn, it gave me opportunities to explore that whole thing of, you know, the idea of the human race as the enemy. Then the Galset colonists are not really in the right at all. But there again, it's not very nice that the Wirren lay their eggs in people. That's quite unpleasant, frankly. So you do have that sort of classic horror element to it. But I think, yeah, there's a lot of moral ambiguity, and I kind of like that in a Doctor Who story. And it's interesting that in Wirren Dawn, the Doctor never really takes a moral stance. He kind of steps back and says, this is nature. Nature does ghastly things, but you know, sometimes they just sort of work. It is a little bit like the attitude that the Doctor had in The Ark in Space, and also in Seeds of Doom. It's that very Hinchcliffe era idea of the Doctor being slightly divorced from humanity, which of course is something that we're exploring in this season of adventures anyway, because the Doctor spent 600 years being the friends of jellyfish, and hominids don't seem quite such an attractive proposition to him now.
You've worked quite closely with our sound and music designer, Jamie Robertson, on this. I mean, I just wondered, with something like, say, the Wirren sound effects, which have been created afresh, how would you go about doing that?
Well, he came up with something brilliant that sounds very like the original, and it is, and it's not nicked from the original, which I may or may not have suggested. And he went away, and I'm not quite sure what he... what he rubbed together to get that noise, but it's great anyway. That's all. Noise wasn't like that at all. And then he created entirely new stuff, sort of insect scrabbling around noises. I hope that Jamie enjoyed himself doing the sound design, because it's very difficult for sound designers working with me as a director, because I do sound design myself. So I have a very firm idea, A, of how it should sound, and B, of what I think is reasonably possible. And, you know, woe betide any sound designer who tells me, oh, that's too difficult. No, it isn't. I could do it myself. In fact, I will. I have been known to do that and go off and do a sound effect and then send it to the sound designer and say, like this. I didn't actually do that with Jamie, but I did take him through. I mean, luckily we worked well in advance on it, but I did take him through an awful lot of stages and lots of notes, and he bore it all very patiently and was fantastic to work with. And of course his music is quite amazing.
Hi, my name's Daniel Anthony and I'm playing DeLong.
Hi, Daniel. What did you think of Wirren Dawn when you first read it?
I thought it was pretty good, quite creepy. Definitely puts a lot of things in your mind. Easy to like imagine all the characters and stuff. It's quite a cool story.
What's it like acting with all the sort of outer space big effects when you're just doing it on audio?
I don't know, you've got to use your imagination a lot more because it's not there in front of you, obviously, and just a lot of brain power, really, and that's why there are a lot of descriptive words in the script and stuff. So yes, it's all right, actually. I have a lot of fun doing it.
And can you tell us a bit about the character of DeLong?
DeLong, he's a teenager, bit of a moody one. He's abused a lot by his... Other mates in his ship. I think he's part of the Galsec team. So he's called an Indig a lot, which is apparently a racist term. He kind of teams up with the Doctor and Lucy and helps fight all these Wirren.
And what's it been like working with Paul?
Yeah, it's been a laugh, actually. We have a lot of fun in the booths. It's kind of first for me, because normally when I do radio plays and stuff, it's all of us together in one room, and It was really nice to have your own little booth, your own space to work in. It's been a lot of fun.
Of course, you're doing Sarah Jane Adventures at the minute.
Yeah.
Well, you've clearly finished the second series, haven't you? How's that been?
Oh, it was brilliant to go back to Wales. It's filmed up in Cardiff. And obviously teaming up with the others again. I hadn't seen them for a whole year, really, so it was really nice to see them again.
I know Liz Sladen has done quite a lot for Big Finish. She had her own Sarah Jane series for us for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it been like working with Liz on Sarah Jane Adventures?
She's a fantastic lady, like, best person to work with. She takes care of all of us. She's like, we call her a second mum, basically. She's always looking out for us and stuff, and always there to go to if you need any advice. And it's just great working with her. You learn a lot from her, definitely.
And clearly, I mean, Russell T. Davies has been a huge power behind Doctor Who and yeah. Torchwood and Sarah Jane Adventures. But what's it been like working with Russell?
He comes in and sees us and stuff, and he's a genuinely nice guy. And I see him on TV a lot, and it's like, wow, it's Russell T. Davies. And I didn't realise how big he was until I came down to like Cardiff and see like all his spin-off work and stuff. But it's been great. I don't really see a lot of him. Mainly at read-throughs and things, and he'll come to set now and again to see how we're all getting on and keep an eye on things, I guess. But yeah, he's a really nice guy.
And have you settled down to life in Cardiff? Because you're a Londoner, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from South London originally. But it's nice to go up to Cardiff, and because they get me my own little flat up there, so it's nice to have my own space and chill out and have a couple mates down. So yeah, you get used to it after a while. Get a bit homesick, but you just got to get on with it, really. It's work, isn't it?
And let's talk a bit about writing for the Eighth Doctor and Lucy, because I read recently Alan was saying that the voice of Lucy talks to him, which I think is a little bit strange, but you know, fair enough, Alan. But do you find that? I mean, do you find you get Lucy's lines going through your head before you put them down on paper?
Yes, absolutely, I do. I think it's true to say that to a certain extent, I hear all the voices of the characters in my head. I kind of, I have to imagine the scene. I do sort of imagine it visually, but I kind of have an audio filter because I'm so used to writing audio now that I immediately translate it into audio terms. So I very rarely think, oh, what would work on audio? I just kind of hear people speaking in a way that would work if you were overhearing them and not seeing them. And definitely with both Paul and Sheridan's performances, I've heard so much of them and directed them quite a lot. And so I feel I have an instinct for the way they speak. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I worry that sometimes I have a tendency to make Lucy a bit too rough. So I'm always trying to pull myself back from that. I just, you know, I think Alan envisaged her being a little less dancing around the handbag in the discotheque than I did. I immediately had that image of her, but I think she's a bit smarter than that. Yeah. So I suppose that's the only break I put on myself when I'm writing for Lucy. But I just, you know, all that stuff with the Doctor and Lucy messing around, putting the spacesuit on and firing the retro jets and being drifting around in space. I just love all that stuff, you know, and the gag where she's accidentally switched off her radio and can't hear him. And he's going, "Where's the button?" She's going, "The button, what?" And all that. I mean, I love all that stuff between the Doctor and Lucy. I love it when, you know, you can't wait to get back to the Doctor and his companion, both as a listener and as a writer. It's very exciting when you want to get back and see what they're doing.
We normally do these interviews in the studio before it's all put to bed. Yes. I mean, we're at a point now where Wirren Dorn is heading towards being finished. And I just wondered, has it surprised you in any way from the point of writing the script to the point where you're listening to the finished product? Are there any surprises, that's the things you didn't see coming?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That's very interesting. I did think that it would be a story that would really come together just when the music happened. And before that, it might feel a bit empty. But as I'm talking to you now, the music hasn't actually been finished. I've only heard some very rough provisional bits for the first episode. But it does, it's the way Jamie has done the sound design, the sound design itself has a lot of rhythm and percussive stuff to it because of all the explosions and stuff. And it's working a lot better without music than I would have thought. It's also, this is very prosaic, it's also longer than I thought it was. I thought I'd written a very short script, and it seems on the page, and by the page count, it seems to be short, but actually it quite easily fills two full episodes. I actually said to Jamie, listen, there are some points when I've said, you know, the dawn breaks and this kind of thing, and I want you to have a piece of music there that, you know, will last for, say, 10 or maybe even 20 seconds, which is quite a long time for no speech to be heard. But I don't think we've needed to do any of that. Maybe there'll be a little bit of that. But, yeah, I did envisage that it would be something that would be brought to its correct length by post-production. I'd anticipated that, but funnily enough, it doesn't seem to have turned out like that.
So I remember the studio finished recording early, didn't we? We finished about 4:30.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Very unusual for me. I think they hit the nail on the head, really. That's the thing, you see, with studio sessions. You know, sometimes it doesn't mean it's a disaster if it takes a long time. Sometimes actors will come in and they will just need a little bit. They will need a little bit more explaining. It maybe won't be quite the sort of thing they're used to. I mean, story-wise or character-wise, and they need a bit more explaining. And interestingly, of course, I was saying that Colin Salmon wasn't in his comfort zone in this part. And, you know, we did quite a few retakes to until he was happy and I was happy with it. But, yeah, we seem to get it done very quickly. It is a bit of a mysterious science, the whole thing about running time. And touch wood, or my head, which is the same thing. We do seem to have hit a patch of really understanding the whole thing about episode length. For years it seemed to elude Big Finish, and they were massively overrunning episodes and underrunning episodes, but we've been quite lucky with it. And it's no one thing that dictates it. It's not word count, it's not page count, it's not the speed at which the actors speak, it's not how much music or how many sound effects you put in, but it is a weird, unfathomable mixture of all those things. And somehow, yeah, out of a short studio session and a fairly short-looking script, we have two easily full-length episodes.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
An allied aircraft, perhaps, but a most unusual one.
Doctor!
Stop him! Lucy!
Doctor, I was there, and it was definitely not special effects.
We have a physician attending, should it all prove too much for the faint-hearted.
Nicole Kidman, Ewan McGregor, the Duke de Pomfret.
We don't have time for this. Stay back.
Lucy Miller from Blackpool, that's going to go down a treat with the SS.
Don't look at me.
I look forward to hearing you scream.
He's getting away!
Oh, my God!
The Scapegoat.
A member of the German High Command was murdered by persons unknown. By way of reprisal, I have ordered once more that 50 hostages be shot.